Blog Talk Radio.
We could start with this one. That's fine. This is good. That's good. We can start with that. That's cool. We're going to do this one. A little different this time. Okay, let's do it. Let me get a little water first. You're in our recording session, folks. Behind the scenes stuff, you get a little bit also. Okay? So we're good, guys. Ready to get started back there? The video man. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahedeh, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I'll be sharing with you how come two former IRS agents who spoke up against the fact that vast majority of Americans are not required to file income tax, that the IRS has been lying to you, deceiving you to paying income tax that you never owed. How come one of them, Sherry Peel Jackson, went to prison when she was criminally charged, and Joseph Bannister was also criminally charged. He did not go to prison. Why? The difference and what you can learn and how you can benefit from learning from the mistake of Sherry Jackson and the right steps of Joseph Bannister. First, let me show the pictures of these guys here. This is Joseph Bannister, folks. This is his video on our Odyssey channel, also Rumble, BitChute. It's called IRS Agent Exposes IRS Fraud, Joe Bannister. This was Joe Bannister at the 2000 Freedom Rally of Freedom Law School in Orange County, California. And this is the jury verdict. By the way, guys, here we go. My camera. Here you go. That's, by the way, my screen's cut off at the top page, guys. Can you guys fix that? Guys, I have to start this recording again. The top third and top bottom of my screen are cut off. They don't show up. Only maybe one-third middle shows up. Half the middle shows up. Can somebody fix that, guys? Sorry about it, guys. We have to go a little technical issue. We'll fix it momentarily. Because I want you to be able to see the whole screen, the top third. So hang in there, folks. We're going to fix this little technical issue we got here because the screen on my computer needs to have a little adjustment. You can see the whole screen. And by the way, I have not talked to Joe Bannister for a little while. I've been so busy. He's been busy, but and Sherry Jackson, last time I saw her was about 2 years ago at an event in Mexico. So they're both alive and well. See if that will fix the problem. That might do it. Agent of interest. Okay, let's take the bottom top. That's easy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So by the way, folks, for those of you who may not have known, just let me remind you all that just over about 2 weeks ago, the YouTube closed our YouTube channel. I count that as a sign of honor that we are now such a threat to the corrupt system that they got the message from the IRS to close us down. You see, the corona hoax was a big issue for them. So you talk about the corona hoax, they say you're giving medical misinformation. Okay? You tell them about the fact that they had massive election fraud in 2020 to put their puppet, Joe Biden, in power and not let Trump win a landslide. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. So that stuff got their attention, and they were censoring news about that right away. Income tax, however, has not been on the radar of the IRS for about 15 years, really. It just since 2007, you know, 2006 after Irwin Schick went to jail, prison, they were not worried about it at all. Until now, you have law school many years later now, he's making progress in those areas. Guys, if, let me fix the screen or should I wait a little bit longer? The top, it doesn't show the top of the screen. It's black and white on my screen. So it's okay. What they see is okay. Okay, so only my, what I see is not okay. Otherwise, it's okay. Okay, very good. All right. You hang in there, folks. We have a little clarity to do. What this shows, I see that. The black at the top. Here is good. I just wanted to make the audience see it just like that versus that. That solved the problem, looks like. Okay. Very good. Looks like we solved the problem, folks. So we're going to start. Recording again. Remember, folks, this is a lot of people watch this stuff on the recorded session versus a live one. So we want to make sure we record it properly for everybody. With that, let's go to start again. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you why two different IRS agents who spoke up against IRS criminality, deception, and robbery of the American people had two different outcomes. Okay, so here we go, folks. You see Joseph Bannister, former special agent with the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS. You know, he was, okay, here's his website, okay, agentfortruth.com, okay, whereas here it is, Sherry Peel Jackson, she was IRS employee as well, and she was convicted and went to prison, served a four-year sentence. What's the difference between these two? Joe Bannister, what did he do right versus Sherry Jackson, who made mistakes and went to prison? Because the goal is that we learn from the mistakes and do it right. The famous saying goes, those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. At the same time, those who do learn from history correctly and from successes are about to repeat that too, the successes too. And that's what you want. And I promise you that's what I will deliver to you in this presentation, okay? So basically, folks, the short story is this. Let me cover Sherry Peel Jackson. I went to a trial in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was there amongst many other people, and it was in October of 2007 that the jury trial was there, and she got convicted. What happened was this. The most key part, in my opinion, why she was found guilty was this. There were other stuff, but this is the most important. At the trial, Sherry Peel Jackson was on the stand testifying. And the IRS lawyer, Department of Injustice lawyer, U.S. attorney, put a copy of interpretive record like this. In fact, he was orange color like this. On the table in front of Sherry Peel Jackson. Okay? And said, here it is. You said there's no law requiring the average American to file income tax. Here it is. Section 1 imposes the income tax. Okay, it says right there, Section 1 of the code. It seems like it, and it does. But her answer was, well, I'm not an individual. Okay. Well, how are you not an individual? He says, I'm not an individual. Again, the Department of Injustice lawyer asked her, how are you not an individual? And she had no explanation. at all. She didn't know at the time. Of course, now we know the answers. You can go to our website at livefreenow.org, front page, and where I say no law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax, and all you have to do to see the proof is see this 10-minute video, in which, in summary, here I'll show you that the U.S. citizen that's required to file income tax is a citizen or resident of District of Columbia. The individual is a citizen or resident of District of Columbia. She didn't know that at the time. Folks, at that time, I don't think any of us clearly knew that, really, that we didn't know that. But bottom line is that she had not done her homework. She was unwilling to learn from others and work with them. What happened, folks, in 1999, I started annual Freedom Leadership Conference meetings. I got the top guys in the entire tax honesty, tax truth, freedom movement together, maybe about a dozen people, to sit together like the founding fathers of America. Imagine Jefferson, Washington, okay, all these guys, Franklin, get together, talk, communicate, learn, they strategize for freedom like the founding fathers did. And I invited her to attend those meetings. Guess what? Joe Bannister, you know, was one of my students. He attended those meetings. Okay? Chair Peel Jackson declined to do that. So, she did not learn from other people. And she went about did many, many mistakes. Okay? She was promoting the, I remember Tori, the 868 argument of Larkin Rose, which was such a complex argument. I had trouble understanding it, and I'm pretty good at this stuff. And she was passing out his DVDs on that, of Larkin Rose, which, by the way, Larkin Rose got convicted because he also refused to listen to me. He also rejected my offers to work with him and learn from each other. He never called me back. I had to call him, and he didn't call me. Same thing with Urban Schiff, by the way. I offered my friend Urban Schiff to help him out. And he also rebuffed my offers to assist to help him and to help with this case. Okay? So Kerry Jackson was not prepared. And that right there, folks, when she could not show how she says there's no law requiring the average American to file income tax, well, there's a law right there, Section 1 of the code, right there. See? You know that is right there in front of the, like, your nose on your face. How come you're ignoring it? So a lack of preparation by her was the key. Now, on the other hand, Joseph Bannister did a different route. When Joseph Bannister did, he met me in 1997. And he became one of my students. He heard on the radio about income tax being voluntary in San Jose, California. And through two other people, he got to me, and I told him, no problem, Joe, we'll educate you. So in 1998, after about a year, he said, hey, Mom, I'm going to write a book about this. I said, great idea, Joe. Go for it. And his identity was very secret. Only me and a few other people who I introduced him to know who he was. Because I could tell he was genuine. So then he wrote this book called Investigating the Federal Income Tax. That's the front page of it and the back. It was printed and distributed by Freedom Law School. Okay? And this is a 90-page report about some fundamental problems with income tax. How there seems to be no law requiring the average American to file and pay income tax. And number two, how you give that information that the IRS can and does use against you in a criminal case, because that's what he did. Joseph, in every criminal case, I went after people, it was standard practice for us to ask the IRS for the copy of the person's previously filed 1040 income tax, confession, trap forms, and use that information against them. The information on his previously filed 1040 tax forms were the starting point for us to go and see if we could find something that he did wrong. So, Joe, when he wrote this book, then he sent Tommy Paymont to my manager, to send it to the IRS commissioner, Charles Rosati, in Washington, D.C., to refute. Okay? And that letter is right here. Okay, here it is. February 8th, 1999. He wrote to Supervisor Robert Guarini, his special agent, supervisory special agent. And it says, "Dear Bob, this is undoubtedly the most difficult letter I've ever written in my life. Still, my duty as a citizen, my duty as a federal law enforcement officer sworn to support and defend the U.S. Constitution of the United States and my adherence to the Old Testament's ninth commandment, which prohibits me from bearing false witness against my neighbor, requires that it." Basically, in this letter, folks, that he writes, I'm going to just go over it. He goes over his background. He was with the IRS since 1993. Okay? And he says, "Look, I'm supposed to report fraud, abuse of power, illegal activity by the other agents. And it looks like we're doing things wrong. Looks like we've been ripping people off illegally, you know?" So, and he says, and he says that, "I want you to refute my book. Refute my book. If the IRS will commit in writing to conduct its own point-by-point and answer analysis of the allegations and evidence set forth in my report, I will consider remaining in my position. If the service declines to conduct its own analysis or dismisses the evidence in this report without proper review, I must tender my resignation. My oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States was made to God, and I cannot serve two masters. I've enclosed a copy of the report I prepared." And so there it is, folks. He says, "Look, show me where I'm wrong. Otherwise, I have to leave. I cannot, you know, violate American people's rights." Okay. So what happened, folks, is the IRS, they sent a letter to him, which I got to scan on internet. I didn't do this one. February 17th, they wrote to him and said, "You know, we're not going to respond. I'm going to put right, if you see it right here on the screen. Sorry, I didn't do that. You can zoom in on it if you want, okay?" Anyhow, they told him that, "We will not answer you. We will not respond to your request, and we'll provide you the necessary paperwork to tender your resignation." Go ahead, leave. So, what did your master do? The only thing that was honorable, he left the IRS. Yep. And this is February 25th, letter of him to Charles O. Rosati, commissioner, that is the head of the IRS. It's really Satan. Okay? So again, that's at, you can see it at his website, freedomabovefortune.com. Freedomabovefortune.com. You can read it. It's very well written, very respectful. He's not arrogant in any way at all, okay? Okay. So, and then Joe Bannister was taken to Washington, D.C. by a foundation called We the People Foundation to debate the government on the income tax. What happens is that I put out Joe Bannister in my first Freedom Rally in 1999, and nobody even knew what he looked like, and over 300 people attended that event in Newport Beach, California. And the word was all around, Tom emailed that this guy, talk radio shows on online, on shortwave, about Joe Bannister. So he heard about a guy named Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation, heard about him. And he scheduled these debates. And no one from the government would show up, not from the IRS. It's really Satan. Not from the U.S. Department of Injustice. DOJ lawyers, they had to just walk down the street to the National Press Club, which they often go to meet with Joe Bannister and say, "You're wrong. Here's the code section in the law that requires the average American to file an income tax. You're wrong. Does not violate people's rights or anything. They repeatedly refuse to show up. So they had to sell this deal. That's where they tried to come after him later on, and they did. With Sherry Jackson, she came out after Joe Manchin came on and said, hey, I'm one of those former IRS agents also. Even though I resigned from the IRS previously, but I've also conducted my own education and research on this issue, and I agree with Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin did his homework. I gave Joe Manchin our first course of Freedom Law School called A Practical Road to Freedom, Oppressive Taxation and Control. Listen in his car. I labeled it Midnight Basketball, so in case his boss says, see it, oh, it's no big deal. No, it was, you know, undercovers we had to do. And Joe did everything right. He was willing to learn from me and other people who are abroad with me, who had even more experience than me, to learn from them, the best of the best. And that's what we all need to do, right? Learn from the best of the best. He did everything right. Okay? And he had a track record of what he had done. He has a report about it. Those resignation letters that I show you, these letters, all the stuff that you see here would have gone before the jury. His original letter to the commissioner, February 8th, and his resignation letter, February 25th. And the other letter I showed you when they responded to him that we are not going to answer you, we're going to ignore you. If they were going to go after Joe Manchin for not having filed income taxes, all that would go before the jury. And the jury would say, well, he was a gun-carrying IRS criminal agent. His job is to enforce law with a gun. Why don't they show him the law that he's enforcing? There must be no law, obviously. See, that's why they never went after Joe Manchin with the crime of willful failure to file a tax return under Code Section 7203. They went after Sherry Jackson for 4 years, and they got her, and the judge gave her the maximum 1 year for each count. But Joe Manchin, they had to try to shut him up. And what they did is they found that Joe Manchin one time spoke at on video with the New York Times president reporter about his story with the IRS, a guy named Al Thompson. And he also filled out tax returns for Al Thompson based upon the 861 code section of the Internal Revenue Code to get some of the tax money that he paid the IRS back. Now, I don't think George should have done that. He did not consult with me on that. I would have told him don't do it, but he did. And the IRS said no. Which actually legally is not a problem, but, you know, it's just the heartache that he had that had been avoided. Because what the IRS did out of their desperation to get Joe, they were going to get Al Thompson with all kind of nonsense. And Al Thompson got to patent mythology. Big time. We're listening to nobody. I'm a sovereign citizen. You have no jurisdiction over me. You know, uniform commercial code, and, you know, my name in all capital letters is not me, and common law, I'm on the common law, and that statutory ad multi-maritime jurisdiction, arguments, all that stuff. I called Al Thompson to tell him, don't do this stuff, man. You know? But, you know, you can take the horse to water, but you cannot make it sink, can you? So Al Thompson was going to be charged with all this kind of stuff, tax evasion, failed to file tax returns, whatever. And they knew they can get Al Thompson easily because he did baseless legal theories, patent mythologies. The charge to a banister with 18 U.S.C. 371, which is conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. What was the conspiracy? Oh. Al Thompson and Joe Manchin got together and submitted that tax return based upon the 861 Internal Revenue Code section theory. asking for a refund of the tax money that Al Thompson had paid the IRS. IRS simply said, nope. IRS did not lose even $1. Al Thompson just said, no. But because Joe was such a threat, because he was a gun-carrying criminal special agent with the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, his credibility as a former IRS criminal investigator speaking against the IRS was shocking to them. So it took the chance. And it charged Joe with conspiracy to defraud the IRS along with Al Thompson. Now, when I heard that, it was about midnight. I heard about Joe being indicted. I said to myself, this is going to be a loss for the IRS. How did I know that? Because I knew Joe did nothing wrong. So next time I had a Freedom Annual Freedom event we had, a Freedom Rally, Joe was there along with, again, the annual at a leadership conference to learn from the best. Joe was there. Hey, Joe, what happened with you, my friend? And we saw the indictment that we had read that said, they got nothing against you. Is this all they got? He says, yeah, that's all they got. That confirmed to us that Joe was going to win. And guess what happened? He did win, folks. Yep. This is, you see, the jurors in his trial. And now, by the way, I was at the trial in Sacramento, California. He was tried. You're going to see this on YouTube. The interview we did, I was there with a few other people, with two of the jurors who acquitted him. And Joe didn't have to testify at all. The government had no case. Okay, they had no case. The jurors say, you know, there was nothing wrong he did. Joe had a separate trial, by the way, than Al Thompson, so he would not be tainted by Al Thompson's other stuff. Doesn't rub off on him because of the association. So that was a good move they did, but he did not even testify at all. So I'm going to put it on right now for you folks. See, this video is called Former IRS Agent Acquitted of Tax Crimes. Okay? See what these jurors tell us.
Bottom line is it would only have been fair to Mr. Bannister to look at what he'd said before in the proper context. And as far as evidence, I think the government's evidence actually worked against them.
Could you elaborate on that, please?
Well, it just showed Mr. Bannister to be honest and straightforward and working within the law to the best of my estimation of what we looked at.
Viewing the second tape for me just really reaffirmed what I saw in the first viewing. I think I was able to tie in the judge's instructions onto what I heard in the tape, what I saw Mr. Bannister doing, and for me it was just kind of reaffirmation that we were talking about a case here that was dealing with conspiracy, but I was not seeing that. It was not going to happen, and I thought that the man was believed. He has a cause, and he's pursuing that cause. Sometimes we do pay penalties for causes. In this case, I think that he's a bird in the saddle.
Thank you. If you still have a minute, could you repeat something you said earlier before the video was rolling about what it meant to you in terms of free speech, what you saw Joe seemed to be, you know, speaking, answering, asking questions. The questions weren't answered. Here, you know, why are we here for, you know, along those lines, the speaking versus these crimes? You had made some comments along those lines.
We didn't see any reason to penalize Mr. Bannister for speaking freely about any subject he wants to speak about, period.
I second that. I certainly hope I don't ever lose my right to speak.
Yeah. With people like you doing what you did, you won't.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
We just
need some
justice.
Right.
People know the right thing to do, and
they don't do it.
And you guys did.
Well, we're not heroes. We just didn't see the evidence. Just was not there to bring a conviction. Yeah. It was the state did not have evidence. Didn't have a case.
We went to great effort to follow the judge's instructions explicitly and read them over and over and over again to make sure we were doing the right thing.
I can tell you that the defense was prepared to allow Mr. Bannister to testify on his own behalf. They also had some witnesses they were prepared to unleash, but some things happened that I won't go into now that caused them to choose not to expose Mr. Bannister to cross-examination. Did the jury that you know of have any kind of wonderings as to why wasn't this man, who apparently likes to go around the country talking about his views, wasn't going to talk to you in person? Was that a problem for you guys?
I believe at least my general impression was that the government presented enough evidence in favor of Mr. Bannister. Seriously, that was the only conclusion you could come to, because where was the defense witnesses?
Right.
Yeah.
Why did that tape get in there? Why did the prosecution bring that in that tape? You know, it's really, it was really strong for your side.
Do you really know? Do you know why the tape got in there?
From
what I know, okay, Joe would obviously have a better grip on this than me, but my understanding is that tape, which is several years old now, when Mr. Thompson was visited by two CID agents at his home, he talked to them for a couple hours, and he gave it to them because he figured it, you know, he's being open about this and sincere in his own beliefs. Well, Mr. Thompson had his own trial here at the state courtroom a few months ago, and the same judge and everything. And from my understanding, if I'm not mistaken, that evidence for this trial, there was some maneuverings going on. The government didn't want that entered into this trial. But as we can see, the defense attorneys prevailed, and it was entered into evidence. The reason you saw the tape entered on the very first day early in the trial by the prosecution was one of strategy. When you have something that's bad against your position, then it looks better in the eyes of the jury is the theory that you be the one to present it. So that's what I know about that.
Well, folks, yeah, basically, Joe did his homework right, and he did all free speech. First Amendment rights are critical, okay? So what's the lesson from that? The lesson is you want to make a record like Joe Bannister did. The government did not charge Joe with having not filed a tax return. He was never charged for that. He was never charged for evading his fair share of taxes because he did not file income tax returns, even though for a year 2000 forward, for 4 years, he had not filed a tax form with the IRS, 1040 tax form. IRS could have charged him for not having filed a 1040 income tax confession form. They knew the guarantee they would lose. They tried that, didn't win. So what you got to do is learn from that is you got to make your record. So that is why, folks, Freedom Law School, okay, you go to our front page at livefreenow.org. The seven steps, okay, that you must take to live free now, virus, deception, robbery, and slavery. We go down to step five. Step five is on this. Here we go. To the lawmakers, write to the lawmakers about the law, okay? Write the lawmakers, file income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. That's all you got to do. You'll file and pay only if they can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. And folks, this page, okay, has the petitions about income tax for you to send Congress, okay, the lawmakers, about the law. There's three petitions at the bottom of this page. Individual income taxes, income tax withholding, 1099, and self-employment taxes. And when you go there, folks, the petitions are all right there with instructions how to use them properly. And your petitions are going to be sent to the IRS by you with certified mail. Okay? You keep track of that. Here's example one. Okay? Here, it's for free, folks, available on our website for all of you to use. Okay? And you want congressmen to investigate the unlawful collection of income taxes by the Attorney Satan. And in that letter, you quote the law explicitly from government's own legal website, Supreme Court, the House of Representatives, okay? And you've very straightforward at the end of your legal conclusions, say this, okay? Very simple, okay? You say this, that as a non-resident alien, that's non-resident alien with respect to Washington, D.C., because you do not reside in D.C., and you're alien to Washington, D.C. See, all of us in 50 states are alien to the country of Washington, D.C. So we're all non-resident alien of Washington, D.C., and this petition explains that fully. I further declare that I have no federal income effectively connected to a trade or business defined in the Internal Revenue Code as a performance of function of a public office within D.C. Therefore, I am not liable to pay any federal income tax. Okay? And after thanking him for the service as congressman, you say, if by reading this letter with officially with the laws attached, everything attached, the laws, you can show me that I've somehow misinterpreted these laws, and I do owe federal income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payment to be our fair share or my fair share, folks. You are willing to pay your fair share. If you are wrong, you're being humble. You're not being arrogant like Al Thompson was, okay? And you ask them that when you find out you are right, for them to expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy and put an end to the impoverishing of Americans. And you're looking forward to timely, specific, on-point reply of each of your three congressmen. Certified mail, folks. So if they ever want to take it to jury, just like Joe Banister or Sherry Jackson, you say, I found the law, his petitions, laws printed attached on the government's own legal websites. And I double, triple, quadruple checklist with my three congressmen, two senators, one House member. Show me if I'm wrong. None of them did. I was obviously right. Here, jury, look at the law. It would be stupid of the IRS, Department of Injustice lawyer, to want to take you and the law before the jury to show the criminals are wrong, you're innocent. Just like you saw in Joe Banister's case. The jury said they made the case for Joe Banister. All the witnesses said he was a good guy. He was a conscientious guy. You know, they showed that he did nothing wrong. And you see, that gave IRS a black eye back then. That they couldn't get him. Now you know why they do not come after me, yours truly, because these videos, these legal stuff I got will go before the jury. They don't want me to give me a classroom with the 12 jurors, right? I'll win the case and have a bigger victory against the IRS. And you want to be in the same position. That's why you want to do these petitions. And let me tell you something, folks. You want to do all this stuff, folks, not alone. Ideally, you want to join our Restore Freedom Plan and be able to feel safe to do the right thing with a seven-year million-dollar guarantee. Yes, you want to stay paying these criminals. You can drain the swamp in D.C. No longer slave away and give a part of your heart and money to these criminals in FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS, DOJ, we're trying to show you, CDC, FDA, all these guys. Why would you pay money to your enemies voluntarily? Because you are. Before now, you were deceived. You didn't know better. You thought you had to. Now you know better. You no longer support the enemies. You'll defund the federal government. No longer support the swamp, okay? Stop your financial support of the criminal deep state enemies, and you're going to restore freedom and prosperity for you and your family and America, okay? And Restore Freedom Plan, folks, I'm not going to tell you much more about it. Basically, it's very short. You're going to get unlimited consultation unlimited help. Letter writing fee will be done. If any accountant, CPA, or attorney is necessary, which almost never necessary, but just in case, your law school would pay them too, and I'll be guiding those guys to make sure you do it right for you. Everything will be done for you. No one, and I mean no one, can give you such a defense against the IRS. You could call a top tax law firm in America. They can do that. Everything done for you completely and give you a 7-year $1 million guarantee. The IRS will not by levy take any of your assets, your paycheck, your bank account, home assets, all protected. With a 7-year $1 million guarantee, every single year gets a separate 7-year $1 million guarantee, by the way. And now your money's coming through Freedom Law School, the Freedom Movement, the Freedom Lawsuits, Freedom the people online who tell the truth, support these broadcasters with telling you the truth, political candidates that are honest and believe in freedom and need money because the crooked politicians get the money of the crooked banks and corporations to get you, the American people, to vote for the crooks. We need money to pay for election of honest, America-loving, believe in freedom, statesmen of the Congress, people like Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, who ran for president in 2008 and 12. Remember him? Yes, we need Ron Pauls to represent us. Now we have the funds to do that. And freedom lawsuit litigations, all that stuff needs to be done, folks. And we spend pennies against their thousands and thousands of dollars, and we still beat them. Why? Because we have the truth on our side. And we outnumber them. Okay? 100,000 to 1. We do. We have the power. You are lied to. You were deceived that you are weak. And you're not. This Iranian immigrant has done it. Over 30 years. I'm not filing income tax. I can do it without this support. You can do it easier, better with my support. Okay. So folks, I believe it's every peace, loving, truth-seeking, honest American to do your part to restore freedom in America. That's why, by the way, January 20th weekend, we're having a Restore Freedom rally in Orlando, Florida at Holiday Inn. We're going to publicize that pretty soon with all the great speakers, because we got to restore freedom. And the plan is designed to make sure every one of you saves money on income and payroll taxes. Every one of you. You will guarantee save money, pay less. The Restore Freedom Plan membership of yours costs than what you're paying right now to your enemies. I guarantee. And if you're really poor, if you will drop the price, apply for scholarships. If you're dead poor, like making only $10,000, $15,000 a year, give you the membership for free. All I want you to do is go out there, take our material, take our brochures, spread the word, folks. Spread the word. Go in front of the supermarket and just pass the stuff out. If you're Social Security, grandma, grandpa, I want you, grandma, I want you, grandpa, I want you, great-grandma, grandpa, you're watching this. You want to save your children, grandchildren? Go out there. Pass out these brochures in front of the supermarkets. Yes, everybody goes to the supermarket. Pass them out. And you never know, someone's going to say, hallelujah, where you been? I've been looking for something like this. Someone told me the truth. Thank you. Whereas other people say, I'm afraid of you. Conspiracy theorists, IRS, whatever. Let them be. There's enough people like you and me looking for the truth and love the truth and believe in goodness, believe in love, believe in truth, are looking for it. They love the truth. You're loving them that we can take America back just for those 3% of Americans. 3%. That's about how many Americans were involved in the American Revolution on our side actively every one. Okay? So go to our website. Check out, folks. Remember, start from the front page at the top. If you have not done that, start from the top. 7 Steps to Live Free Now, Virus, Deception, Robbery, Slavery, okay? By the way, step 7 is my favorite. That's what I'm doing right now. See, step 7 is to spread the word, folks. Spread the word. You can get paid with Freedom Opportunity. Get paid for each American you're free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Okay? You want to share this information with your friends, family, coworkers, and more? Print this brochure right here that I just showed you. This is a link to it right here that includes all 7 steps above. And get it out to everybody. Get it out there, folks. Okay? So with that, I want to thank you all for loving the two so much that you chose to give your time to watch. Share this video and our videos with other people. If they're new, the first page of our website is the best. The first place you want to take them to is right here on our front page. Yes. Okay? Start them right here. Text it to people. You know, email to people, you know, on your social media pages of all sorts. Okay? And then get the brochures. You can print them out or we mail it to you at our expense. We mail it to you. Whatever number you want. Go in front of the supermarket and pass them on, okay? And together, folks, we'll have you be free, have America be a free place so everybody can live, enjoy harmony and prosperity, live and let live, love and let love, just like you always want it. Okay. I didn't announce our website at the end. Maybe you could put our website at the end, guys. Edit in, please. Okay, I forgot to mention our website. Make a note, please. Yeah, you got to put the website out there. You think people know it, but they don't know. They forget, you know. They'll look it online wrong. I should do a short video on this, shouldn't I? I will do that. So, folks, hope you guys like that. I'm going to do a short video. Then I'm going to be answer a question one at a time. Okay. Oh, by the way, I did show you this stuff, guys. You see this one? I just put it on our website. You will love this, folks. IRS is a failed agency, folks. Forced collections are down by 90%. Whew, look at that. This is from the Taxpayer Advocate 2021 report, forced collections in 2011. Okay, where you see that right here in that area right there? 3.7 million by 2021 right here, right? They were down to 305,000. Over 90% drop. Any business, any organization that in 10 years goes down is prime function to over that by over 90%. It's a failed business, failed entity. IRS is imploding, and don't you worry about this $87 agents IRS is going to hire in the next 10 years. Okay? That's per year, 8,700. Half IRS agents are right now retirement eligible. They'll leave in the next 5-10 years maximum. They're replacing these brains they got, relatively speaking, with the newbies that know nothing. And leave anyhow. They can't keep people. Good people don't stay. At the corrupt, inefficient, you know, toxic agencies of these satanic central command control agencies. We believe in live freely, and they believe in controlling you with fear. Okay, so yes, so this stuff, we're going to put it more on our website. Check it out. You have fun. So let me close some of these things. If you want to see this chart, it's under step 3. Realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Okay. That's very important that you guys get that, okay? All right, let's see. I'm going to have this here. Cut some of this stuff out. Okay. All right, I think we can minimize some of the screens I got here. Okay. Okay, yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Okay, let me zoom this out a little bit less so we can see the whole cartoon. Very good. Okay, here we go. That was, I think, good too. Yep. Okay. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger and then come back to the other one, I think. That's all right. Okay. All right, I'm going to do a short version on this, guys. Okay. Let's zero out the clock, guys. Let's do a short one, and then we're going to go to your question and answers, my friend. Yep, I'm going to get the book out of Joe Bannister. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahedeh, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you why Joel Bannister, this former gun-carrying IRS Criminal Investigation Division agent, IRS went after him because he was exposing IRS crimes and fraud and deception of American people. He had a jury trial, and he was acquitted of all the stuff. IRS went after him in June of 2005, whereas Sherry Peel Jackson, another former IRS agent, okay, she was also charged with tax crimes, but she was convicted in October 2007. What was the difference? Well, folks, you know, bottom line is, Joe Bannister did his homework correctly. Sherry Jackson did not. She failed to listen to me, work with me, and other people in the movement to learn from and not make mistakes. She made a lot of mistakes. It was not free. Short answer. If you want more detail, in the description below is more, and there's a longer video that will tell you what she did wrong. Joe Bannister, on the other hand, did things right. He was my student, okay? He did his work right. He wrote a report about income tax fraud and gave his superiors to challenge them about expose, to tell, show him if he was wrong. They never showed he was wrong. He was proven to be right. So when they came after him, there was nothing wrong they could see he did. Nothing. Because he had it all documented with studying the law, with Freedom Law School, and his own homework to verify everything that me and others that I introduced Joe Bannister to. He verified everything before he went forward. So that's why Joe Bannister won. And you see, there's an interview. These are all from YouTube. With the jurors that acquitted him, two of them, and then we talked about him in Sacramento, California, that they found Joe Bannister not guilty. Again, for more details, watch the description below. And the lesson is this, folks, do your homework. And Freedom Law School gives you the tools to make a record of what you're doing on our website, livefreenow.org, for free. Yes, free, folks. You all got to go there to our website. And if you haven't gone to livefreenow.org, go there and stop voluntarily supporting the war of enemies of you, okay? And here you'll learn to take these seven steps to live free now of our deception, robbery, and slavery, okay? So step one is understand the law. Take these one at a time. However, step five is write petitions to your law. Write them about the law. You don't have to pay tribute to it's really Satan, the beast. Okay? Write the petitions. Demand that they refute you, that you rely upon the government's official legal websites, that you're wrong. And when they can't show that you're wrong, you're proven to be right. It's literally that simple. And folks, I'm going to leave you with this, folks. IRS is mostly bluff. They are pushing your buttons, folks. They really are. This cartoon also says it all, folks. They don't believe that you are weak and they are strong. It is not true. You have a lot more power, folks, that the IRS does not want you to know about. You can be free and you can join Freedom Law School to restore freedom plan, to restore freedom in America. So go to livefreenow.org for more and watch the video in full video in the description below. I give you more full answers about Jewel Barrister and Sherry Poole Jackson's story and how you can take steps to free yourself and America at the same time. I should do it slow, huh?
Yeah, do it over. That was good, but it was
too fast. I need to slow down. Yes. You guys should slow me down quicker.
Well, you had already.
Yeah, all right. I'll go. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. It was a good rehearsal. I agree with that. I'm going to rearrange this stuff a little bit more. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm gonna, yep, here we go, yep. I'm gonna go, yep. Let's see. Let's see if I can minimize this a little bit. Maybe I can cut a little bit out also. Let me see. Yeah, I think I can do a better job this time. All right, let's get the book out. Do if I need to be slowed down, please slow me down earlier. Okay? And if I don't slow down enough, let me just slow down again. That's my weakness, folks. I'm a speed demon. I need to slow down. All right, let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, a president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you why his former IRS agent, Sherry Poole Jackson, who stood up and the IRS is deceiving the American people, defrauding and paying income tax, she went to prison when the IRS went after her. That was in October 2007. And the other one, Joseph Bannister, student of Freedom Law School, did not go to prison when the IRS came after him. And a jury, in June 2005, acquitted him of all the charges. Well, folks, bottom line is, Jerry Jackson refused to work with me. You refused to attend annual Freedom Leadership Conferences I held with the top people of the Freedom Movement to learn from each other. Okay, and become better and do better for the American people. But Joe Bannister did not. He attended them every year, studied with me and the very best people who I introduced him to. And that's what you want to do, okay, the Joe Bannister. And then he wrote a book about income fraud and asked his supervisors to give it to the IRS headquarters to refute his conclusions that income tax is being done in violation of American people's rights. Yes, this is his letter to the IRS, and this is a starting point of it. This is his resignation letter when the IRS said, we will not answer your question. This is the interview with the two of the jurors who acquitted Joe Bannister of the tax crimes they came after him with. And folks, you, bottom line, want to be prepared like Joe Bannister, okay? Rely on the law, okay? Not baseless legal theories out there, okay? So if you go to our website, livefreenow.org, everything there is based on U.S. government's official legal website that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. And a key point of that is our petition step 5. Here, you write your lawmakers about the law, demanding they show the law to you. If you require filing income tax, you will. Otherwise, you won't. You make a record because these petitions are sent to your two senators and your House of Representative member. When none of them show you you're wrong about the law, because it's all based on government's official legal websites. They'll refute you. You are free. Yes, folks, you are free man. You just didn't know it. And Freedom Law School is there to back you up. So, if for the more detailed version of this video, in the description below, we have a link to the longer, complete presentation on this topic. Watch the video in the link below. Meanwhile, go to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, to stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp criminals and take the 7 steps you see on this page to live free of virus deception, robbery, and slavery now. All right. Let's go to your questions, my friend, about this or any other topic that you guys wish to ask about. The number to call in to ask your questions and on your screen. Call area code 657-383-1755. By the way, Joe Bannister, the first edition of his book, Fear of Law School, Printed and Disputed, right? He did the second edition himself. He printed on, distributed it. Okay? It's a different cover. Okay? And the second edition, he also put the resignation letters, all that related stuff on the back, but also. So that was good that he did that. And then later on, he printed the exact replica of the one that he gave the IRS commissioner with a small print. You know, not very good readable, but this is exactly what he gave the IRS. And then about a year and a half ago, he wrote this other book called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, not a preliminary report, but a report to the American people. It is no longer preliminary. And he just shows so many things about the IRS's, you know, ignoring people, you know. And he's very cautious, more cautious than I am. And I would prefer Joe to be a little bit more assertive, but that's against Joe's grain. He's not like me. He's a little bit more laid back. But he's a very courageous man, man of integrity, folks, and respect. And he doesn't take many calls easily because he's so busy. And he doesn't have a staff to help him out or volunteers to help him out. So if you want to go to his website, agentfortruth.com, ZD's is the pictures there on his website about when he was an IRS agent at the time. And the other one is freedomabovefortune.com. You can check out his website there some more. Two websites he has. If you want to talk to him, you want to send him for a consultation. Yeah, say I'm gonna pay for a consultation, and you know he'll take the time to talk to you. Because you want to talk to him and just eat his ear off, so he just doesn't take calls. You know, I'm just telling you, that's how it is. Okay, do you have anybody with any questions right now? Ready to ask any questions? Area code 310. Any more calls besides him? Area code 904. That is it? Okay. Caller from area code 310, please tell me your first name only to protect your privacy and how you heard about us. And then Hi. Your question.
Hi, how are you? This is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I forget about, I think I found you on YouTube through a search on revocation of election. I didn't know about revocation of election. I was doing the Irvin Schiff Zero Return in 2001 when I was a server making less than $10,000 a year, and they gave me a $5,000 penalty. So that was my first experience with the IRS like that. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I just have a few questions. Like, question one is, if we do the revocation of election, but then the IRS sends a letter saying, oh, we see that you haven't filed a return, so we will file it for you. I've had that a few times in the past. Is that a situation that I'm sure you know how to remedy that. Or that's one of my questions. How do you deal with the IRS sending you a notice saying we will file for you because we see that you haven't done it yourself?
Well, that, first of all, you should not be doing revocation of election. Because as you saw in the video that you saw, it's not on our YouTube channel, was closed. And we're putting them all of them on Odyssey and Rumble and BitChute.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's up any of those platforms yet. You never elected to permanently become a slave of the U.S. government, U.S. citizen, to not have to revoke that election. So that's misunderstanding of the law. So that's one. You don't have to do that at all in the first place. Second thing is, I covered it in our material. When you join Restore Freedom Plan, you're going to get a lot of education for free. It's included. In there, I share it with you.
Okay.
Jared sends out some letters to scare you into filing a 1040 tax confession form. Or call the IRS an 800 number. Well, that person will scare you into filing 1040 income tax confession form. Okay, you can ignore better than 95% of our letters the IRS sends you because they're all dumb, computer-generated letters that no response to is required at all by law. They're just scare tactics. Okay, now I cannot give the whole class on that in this presentation. Again, in the education material you get when you sign for a Restore Freedom Plan, I take care of that education material in more detail to you. I show you a sample of paperwork and all that stuff. So that's why I do that, so that I'll have to do a class on a long class and everything right here. So join the Restore Freedom Plan program, and that is answered in more detail in that course. It's called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control. Okay? For those who are committed to living a life now, like you, for over 20 years, you've been a freedom fighter, get with us, and all the answers will be in there in more detail for you, my friend, okay? But basically, don't file for the bluffs. You know, we show you what to do, what not to do. Okay, Michael?
Okay, perfect. And one more question, if I could.
Sure.
Okay, so I did a fiancé visa. I brought my wife from, I had a fiancé visa. She came over here and we got married. And now we are, this is an immigration question. So when we went for our first interview to get a temporary green card for 2 years, they asked us to they asked us for proof that we're together through a joint filing, a joint income tax filing. Okay. So I was forced to do it. I mean, I don't know. I was thinking I had to do it because if I didn't, they wouldn't give the green card. The immigration officer wouldn't give the green card. Our interview is coming up next year for the 10-year green card. The question is, can I, again, this is a niche question, but do I have to do a joint income tax filing as proof, or can I offer other proof for my wife to get her green card, or for the IRS officer to approve the 10-year green card?
Michael, I'm not an immigration lawyer, although I'm an immigrant. I've got my green card. I went through the process. I know what you're asking about. But I don't have a 100% guaranteed answer for you as much as I did.
Uh-huh.
Again, that's why you want to join Restore Freedom Plan. All these things and questions that can guide you, handle. You say, can I buy a home without a tax return? Yes, you can. Can I take my IRA money out without 100% withholding? Yes, you can. And all this kind of stuff. Can I stop withholding on my paycheck? Yes, you can. You know, why your freedom plan comes with unlimited consultation, because a lot of stuff are not exactly black and white answers. Simple to do this. As much as possible, I do put things on our website to do your stuff. For example, you know, how to stop withholding on your paycheck, you know, on our petitions page, step 5. I do put the petitions there. Here we go. For free, you can do it yourself on a stop withholding on your paycheck, for example. I can do that. That works without a hitch 95% of the time, but 5% of the time, the employer may have concerns or fears you have to respond back to. Well, I cannot give you a cookie cutter because it depends on what they say or what they don't say. This immigration is one of those. You may be able to show I'm not required to file income tax. They may buy that, or you may end up being forced to file a 1040 confession form just because otherwise you not give her a citizenship. Possibility.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's necessary or not. You got to take a step forward. As it goes on, we'll have to evaluate it at the next step. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So, and also, when I join, is it the services provided for my wife and myself as one, or does she have
as
to
one.
Pay separately?
As one.
Okay.
I'll put that
okay.
One.
All right, great. Okay. I have other questions for jurisdiction, but I don't want to take up your time on the radio anymore. But
ask a question right now. There's only two callers. Go ahead, ask. What's your question about jurisdiction?
All right. Do you provide more legal services outside of just live free, I mean, the taxation related, such as jurisdiction paperwork, being so you can not be a Washington, D.C. citizen, or let's say you can be a state national. Do you provide jurisdictional services, legal services? Or
no, because you don't need them. They don't do anything for you. Again, another misunderstanding of the law is that you are not they deceived you becoming a citizen of Washington, D.C. Now you want to be a national or sovereign or state citizen to be out of their jurisdiction. No.
Right. I mean, I went all the way to get a state national ID already. Yeah.
You don't need that. You don't need that. Look,
okay.
You don't need that. What state do you live in, by the way, Michael?
California.
Okay, you're a Californian. That's your country.
I am
a foreigner. I used to be in California. You don't need to do nothing. You don't need the assumption you have to become a national or state citizen is wrong. So you don't need to do it at all in the first place. There's no need to do that for me to offer it to you because you're already a Californian and a U.S. citizen and U.S. national at the same time. Okay? George Washington was a Virginian, U.S. citizen, and U.S. national. I'm a Floridian, U.S. citizen, U.S. national. These people go such a nonsense to you that you have to do this thing. You don't have to do it all in the first place. Okay.
Yeah. I've been looking for leadership in the wrong places. So it's very confusing. But thank you. One more thing. So any other services I have questions for, I can just call your organization. For example, you know, establishing 508c1a. The church, I'm not sure if you offer those services. Anyways, I can ask those questions once I sign up with your organization.
I answer the question right now. First of all, Freedom Law School does not provide a service. Freedom Law School is not a service agency. Also, it's not a business. My job is not to save you anybody tax money. I'm not a tax-saving guy. I'm a freedom guy. I'm a truth guy. I'm a love guy. Do the right thing guy. Okay. My goal, primary goal, is not to provide a service to save anybody any money, okay? Because it's just money. My goal is to have all of us people to live free and live and let live and live and let love, not be robbed and just be free. That's my goal. So freedom is my thing. So anything related to the freedom, like, you know, income tax, I talk about those things. Financial planning I do. Because I was a financial planner, you know, when I was in my 20s. Okay? I also know a lot about alternative health stuff. I give some suggestions in those areas to people too, no charge, you know, but there's no service, but like the immigration, you know, because it relates to the income tax question, I help you with that also, no problem. That's where the unlimited consultation is such a broad area. But
okay.
I'm not going to help
okay.
you. But, you know, for example, gee, I got a child custody issue. I got a, you know, divorce issue. You know, I don't do that stuff. You know, I got a car
okay,
accident.
Okay.
I'm not an attorney to do a car accident, you know, stuff like that. Okay.
How about property tax? Do you also answer questions on property tax issues through your service?
You have to pay it. Legal, constitutional, you have to pay it.
Like, I'll tell you what I heard. Again, this is just what I heard. I'm not an expert, but there's
yes.
people that do a church, the 508c1a, and then they put their house, if they want to run their house as a church, let's say in California, but still the state of California or other states will not recognize the 508c1a and still will still go after you for the property tax. So is that something you have come up? I mean, a question that's been raised by your students before or you've answered?
Yeah, that church puts itself as a Washington, D.C. church on the 508 of the Total Revenue Code. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that church to do that. Number two, these guys are committing, in my opinion, fraud because they're not a church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the house is not a church, really, okay? They're putting this stuff in there. Look, I know property taxes are much higher than it used to be 100, 200 years ago. But they are legal, they're constitutional. Okay? Let's get them, don't focus
okay.
on losing proposition. Focus on the big money, the income tax, payroll taxes.
Uh-huh.
Go to the federal government way in a distant Washington, D.C., okay? So don't worry about these state taxes, okay? They're fine. Okay? Especially property tax, sales tax, DME taxes, are all legal.
Uh-huh.
Constitutional and have to be paid. Okay? Unfortunately, people want to offer people magic bullets. You know, and people fall for it because
mm-hmm.
we are looking for good, cheap, simple, easy magic bullets, but they don't exist. Focus on the main
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people get hurt. I've just been in many groups over since 2006, and I've seen a lot of people get hurt by these commercial processes from the gurus, the so-called gurus. A lot of people I've seen got hurt. So,
well, refer yeah. those people to Freedom Law School now. Lead them right.
Oh, I will. I'll be your top referrer. So just get me on board. I'll start
okay.
referring.
Okay, I'm going to write it down, guys. He says it's going to be top referrer, okay?
Yeah. I will do my best to be your top referrer because you don't have competition. I don't think you have competition. So.
Well, we don't. But I appreciate your love as a supporter for Freedom.
Yeah.
Over 20 years you've been
yeah.
doing the Maya. So I appreciate you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go to another call from area code 94. And do you have anybody else besides him to take questions from, guys? No? Okay.
Hey, Paymon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Paymon. My name is Jason. I'm from Florida also.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Actually, I've met with you. You may or may not remember. It wasn't too long ago. I've been stumbled across you.
Let me ask you.
Yes,
are you
did?
The police officer that showed me that they, you? Let me tell about if you're the man. Jason met me. He said, Pam, I looked up the gun manufacturing laws and the Internal Revenue Code like you showed me online. I put them out.
Uh-huh.
And based on that, I'm not required to file or pay any federal gun manufacturing taxes. And I told you,
yes.
Looks like you've done your homework. You're right. And I went back home and double-checked it. You're right. That's you, right?
Yep.
Sure,
so
Richard
Magg, my question is.
About January 20th, Restore Freedom Rally, by the way, Jason. You want to be there. You're going to meet Richard Magg again.
When is that?
Okay. January 20th, Orlando, January 20th of 2023 weekend for several days. We have Restore Freedom.
You said Richard Magg is going to be there?
Yes.
Yes, so funny story, I actually know Richard Mack, and I attended his first ever CSPOA back in 2012 in Las Vegas, and that's where I met Joseph Bannister as well. He spoke there, which is really the thing that led me down this entire rabbit hole over these years, and then I stumbled upon you and all of my investigating to make sure that I was not going to run afoul of the law. So honestly, I don't recall when I first heard about you, but I've been following you for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I remember you very well, Jason. So let me help you, my friend.
My question is, I've actually got a couple of questions. Number one, I'm looking at, you know, from when we spoke, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so I've always got my hands in something different. I'm looking at doing some social media monetization type things, you know, with YouTube, Instagram, all those kinds of things. And my question is, they basically hold your money hostage until you fill out a W-9 with them. And a big corporation like Google or YouTube is not somebody I really want to spend the time battling and giving all this stuff to them and trying to prove to them that I shouldn't have to fill one out. Am I going to do harm to myself by just going along to get along and filling out a W-9? Is that something I should not do? Will it get me in trouble?
If you do it alone, it may. Because, like you said, these guys will not they're just mega corporations don't listen to nothing. Because they
right.
are the problem. They are the ones that fund the corrupt political system to enslave you, okay, these major corporations. Okay, so you behind a wall, all you can penetrate to talk to any human being. So if you don't have proper protection, be a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, it may be because if they come after you, you may not be adequately prepared, which is why I created Restore Freedom Plan. So everybody can join and have the benefit of peace of mind that everything will be taken care of. You'll be backed up completely as necessary if it comes up.
So and that's actually a good point. If I were to, I don't want to be, because there's a potentially high revenue stream in what I'm looking at, and I don't want to necessarily just give up on the first sign of resistance. If I were to join, which I have been contemplating lately, by the way, if I were to join, you guys would help me set it up to where I could do that and do the 1099 and maybe find some workaround to where it's not going to hurt me later on when they start sending all these, do the W-9, it's not going to hurt me when they start sending 1099s off?
Yeah, because you see, what you got to understand is this. See, this image that the IRS wants to portray, the media does, that just because somebody sent a 1099 about you to the IRS or W-2, you're sunk. That is not true. A 1099 or W-2 by itself means nothing.
Yeah.
IRS must still try to come after you because you don't confess on a 1040 form you have taxable income. You don't confess you owe the money. You got to make a case against you. It goes through the whole formal process, which they don't want to do. Because they cannot do. There's way too many people for them to go after. They do not have enough
right.
tax code judges. It's only about 50 tax code judges. 50. The whole USA. Your corporate taxes, estate taxes, you know, all kind of taxes. So, you know, they cannot come after you if you don't, just because there's a 1099 after you automatically. In fact, they don't. But again, you join the Restore Freedom Plan. Just in case you that minority they come after, whatever reason, you be protected with a 7-year, $1 million guarantee. A guarantee for 7 year minimum. Nothing will go wrong. They will not levy your bank account or any of your assets by forced levy at all. Minimum. How about that reimburse you $1 million? And every year you get a separate 7-year. $1 million guarantee so you can go on, be productive. I want you to become a millionaire. I really do. And I want to be able to invite you to our Founding Fathers Club. People that, you know, say, pay money, we want to support your cause, give you extra contribution because we need to fund restoration. Just like George Washington Founding Fathers had other people that supported their revolution. And through us, you supported Richard Mack. You're supporting Stu Peters. You're supporting all these other great people out there because that's what the law is for freedom. So this is not just a tax-saving thing. People mistake us, Jason. I know people think that, oh, yeah. No, this is the venue to fund.
No, I 100% agree.
All
yeah.
of
I support the movement
that,
totally.
Yeah. That's so I'll free up your money to support all these guys that you believe in you want to support. What else, Jason?
So my other question is, I won't go into great detail, but let's just say for time's sake, I'm looking to do some humanitarian work. And what I'm looking to do is, just the direct question, should I avoid starting a 501c3? Because the problem is when people contribute to things, they want to see that magic little 501c3 attached, because it's easier to do that than to convince people that they shouldn't have to be paying, they shouldn't be paying taxes anyway. So if I were to start a 501c3, am I putting myself in the crosshairs?
You know, I just, whenever you sign a piece of paper under penalty of perjury, I put yourself in the crosshairs, potentially. If you're innocent and talk to a cop, and the cop is one of those rare dirty cops, you put yourself in the crosshairs. The most cops are honest, I know. You're one of them, I know. But why take the risk? I'll fill out a form. So there's not a black and white answer I can tell you on that, Jason. Honestly, that's one of the things with Restore Freedom Plan. I can look at what you have in mind, how you want to do it, and together we can evaluate which works better for you safely while at the same time you get your goal done. There's no black and white answer on that question I can give you.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's all I have for you this evening. I appreciate you taking the time to answer my questions.
You're welcome. My pleasure. By the way, we got to talk about the guys you refer me to follow up with. Those two guys, I got a report about those guys. I've been meaning to call you about, tell you about. So when you get a chance, call us about those three movers and shakers you told us about. We got to talk about that sometimes also, okay? All right, very good. Guys, any other questions? We have anybody else look with a question? Oh, yeah. Erica 111. Some people show up as anonymous numbers. That's fine. All right, caller, what is your first name? I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Well, actually, you had worked with me in the past. You helped me out. Again, many thanks. My situation changed in terms of, not being a filer. However, I had a medical emergency and had to go to the emergency room and a lot of tests, and it's not completely over. So medical bills are starting to stack up, and I wanted to ask you if you call the state to get help for the insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever it's called, I don't even know, is that a disaster waiting to happen? I mean, that's my question.
The medical system in this country, the hospital system, not just the drug companies, the hospital system is a scam. Give you a mild personal example. I had a daughter born, completely lifeless, limp but white, when it wasn't breathing. After some breathing, the midwife stopped breathing, but took her to hospital. And then to emergency children's hospital by helicopter.
Yeah.
She was fine, you know, within a short time. Color was back, pain, breathing. And so we want to take her home. I don't know. Right off the bat, we asked them, how much does this cost? They wouldn't tell us.
Yeah.
Then we said, look, I think our daughter's good enough. Let us take it home. We don't know how much we're going to owe you. We don't want to have all these medical bills because we are responsible people. We don't want to rack up a big bill and not pay you. They wouldn't tell us how much they charge for the services.
Right.
We kept asking. At one point, we finally got to a doctor. He said, no, you cannot take the child because of the child's medical condition. Basically, I knew what he was saying in a nice way. We own the child because we are the medical experts, and we know what's best for that child, not you ignorant little parents. You don't know nothing. You're not a medical expert. We are.
Yeah.
And by law, we can keep the child here. If you fight us, resist, want to take him, we'll call the security and police and arrest you if necessary. I knew that.
Wow.
So I didn't fight him, my wife and I. So it took us 14 days for probably everything to be over. She's fine. She's good. Take her home. And the bill, so how much the bill? Oh, I don't know, but don't worry. Go down. So this lady talks about the money. I said, oh, finally, I get to find out how much this stuff costs because they would refuse to tell me how much this costs. Right?
Right. Right.
And the lady says,
I'm already getting bills right now.
Fill out this insurance paperwork, you know, and we'll take care of everything. I used to sell insurance, and I know you can't have
this would be through Medicaid, you know, and I talked to somebody over the phone, and when it came to the income question, I said, well, you know, I don't make income. You know, I mean, I don't have any income. And they're like, oh, so what you're saying is you do not have any taxable income. I said, yeah, exactly right. That's exactly what I'm saying. So they're like, well, based on what you told us and everything, you would get approved. And all the medical expenses would be paid. You're basically going on Medicaid. So I wanted to ask you to get all the bills covered, medical bills that I've rung up and might ring up some more. I did the paperwork and mailed it in, but I could always back out, you know, call up and say, oh, I changed my mind or whatever. But is that a disaster, you know, being a non-filer, is that going to open up a can of snakes?
Well, let me finish my story of my daughter before I get you a specific situation, because this is not just used for everybody else to learn.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So I'm almost done. So here's the insurance paperwork. And I'm thinking, it's got to be a scam. You got to get insurance after when the event happened, you're insuring. Now look at it. Sure enough, government, Medicare, Medicaid paper, how much you make nonsense. I said, we don't do that. I said, the bill was over $1 million, about $1.1 million. Yeah, $1.1 million, 14 days. Oh, close to $100,000 a day. So I said, well, what's the cash price? About $100,000. That's still too much, right? Because there was one registered nurse watching like four or five kids at a time. Three shifts, you know, $8,000-$9,000 a day, seriously? That's too much. So what they bill the government over $1 million. Government gets to say, we fight doctors and hospitals pay them less. They pay only 70% or 50%, maybe 500,000, or maybe even 75%, 250,000. And they get to rip off the American people, the government. That's how hospitals in America work. That's babies in there. They're using the babies to milk the government. They get babies by keeping them long for months. That's what they're doing. So they don't need your money. You know? I walked out of a scam. They never wrote even one letter, try to collect letter from me. I mean, I'm a responsible person who want to pay, but illegal aliens, from down the south, they come, they go to the hospital, they give them all everything for free. We already have in America a socialist, communist medical system, except this system benefits the rich hospitals and drug companies as well. They're going to cover you anyways. You don't have to do none of that, stuff that you did without filling out any paperwork. And no, sorry, you cannot back out the paperwork you already filed. Okay, that's done. Okay, you can undo toothpaste falling out of the paper. I don't think you can. I'm not sure if it matters anymore. You know, it's done. So, does that help you with the question?
Yeah, you think I should call and say, oh, did you receive my paperwork? Yes, we did. We're processing it, or we're reviewing it. Or they call me and say, oh, yeah, we'd like to go over your paperwork. At that point, I could say.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if they have sent it in, I'll give you a paper back. I don't want to fill it out. You know, but it doesn't really matter. They're going to give you the whatever they're going to do anyhow. But remember, you know, I don't trust these guys.
Yeah.
We don't. My daughter, I told the lady in the helicopter, taking it, said, don't give her nothing until I get there. Oh, no problem, she said, the registered nurse. We were out there 2 days later. My wife found out they're giving her this anti-seizure stuff. She was puffed up. She wasn't puffed up when I saw her at the first hospital. She was puffed up with all the drugs that are popping in her. My wife had them stop it. So these guys, use them as little as you can, because you don't know what they're going to be wrong to you. I'll give you another example. Ed Griffin, who runs the Red Pill Expo, wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island. I was there at Indianapolis.
Yep.
He was in the hospital middle of the night. Three times, nurses came in, tried to put in an IV. Remdesivir. How do you say it? Remdesivir. Which kills
people.
Yeah,
run death is near.
Yeah,
run death is near. That's what we call it.
Yes. Thank you. He woke up and says, what are you doing? I'm giving you medication. What is it? Remdesivir? I don't want it. You know, that's your medicine. I don't want it. Okay. Second night, same thing. He tells me, I told him I don't want it. Put it in my notes. I don't want it. Okay, I will. Third night, same, another nurse, again, same thing. He woke up, said, I haven't put it in my notes. I don't want it. So I just don't trust them with your condition. I'm just telling you, use them as minimal as you need to. You break a bone, car accident, fine. I get it. When it comes to other stuff, you sound okay. You may not need the rest of this emergency stuff that you think you need. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not the P, so I'm just saying, be careful.
Yeah. It's I went into the emergency room real quick. I just went in the emergency room, and I thought I was like having an aneurysm in my abdomen. Turns out we might have mold in the house, and we both got sick after working in the basement, and then I got hit with it harder. This has been going on for over 3 weeks. So I panicked. My buddy took me to the emergency room, and they took us, you know, it's a great hospital up here, and they, you know, but the bills are probably going to be like $10,000-$15,000. So I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's a lot of money. And I called the state, and the woman said, yeah, based on what you told me, you know, we'll get approved, no problem. And there you go. So I don't know what to do. Let it ride. Call them and say, no, I changed my mind. I mean, you know, they have to go through a processing.
Don't worry.
Call.
I filled out no paperwork. We filled out no paperwork. Illegal aliens from Mexico. No comprende español. Don't worry, man. We put you as an illegal alien. We just build the government. So you're over-worrying about this, my friend. You're over worried about it. What's your first name again?
Joseph.
Joseph. Don't worry about it, man. You're killing yourself with unnecessary worry. What is the illegal alien from Mexico does? In L.A., they're full of them. What do they do? Huh?
Right,
they
but I signed
them.
The paperwork.
The government. I just told you. They'll milk the government anyways. Okay?
Yeah.
Any other questions, Joseph?
No, thank you very much. Appreciate what you do, and thanks for taking my call.
Joseph, I want you back as a Restore Freedom Panel member. Okay? If you're poor, don't worry about it. You can join for free. Just go out there and pass on our material and get paid commissions. I want you not to be poor. If you're poor, okay, I don't want to hear it that I'm poor. I'm going to make you comfortable financially independent by referring people to us. Get paid up to $5,000 cash. Just go out there from supermarkets and pass out our brochures. There's a small minority of people that's still interested. You get paid. You just go out to have some fun, folks. I don't want to hear that you're poor. I don't want you to be poor. Why be poor? you have opportunity to be prosperous. Talking about
right,
what
right.
you love. Love the truth. So just go out there and do it. So get with us from law school, Joseph. So thanks for calling us. I'm glad you called again. And we got to talk for a little bit again. Okay?
Thank you again, Dan.
You're welcome, Joseph. Do you have any more callers, guys? Area code 907. That's it. No other callers? That's it. No, 907 callers. Your first name? I heard about you in law school. Then your question, please.
My name's Terry. I've heard about Freedom Law School about a year, not quite a year ago, online, and I've kind of followed you ever since, and I've even called in a time before. Oh, and I'm from Alaska.
Okay, all right. And how may I help you?
Well, you mentioned something a little bit earlier regarding a 401k. What do you advise folks do with their 401k? If we want to liquidate it or take it out, how do you do that? And then second, would you advise we don't even pay into one where they do a matching, a company match? So what's your advice on that?
Well, if you want to take advantage of matching, that's fine. You know, I'm not nothing against it. And taking it out, generally, it's better to roll it over to a self-directed IRA. Then you have control over it a lot more and easier to take it out without them trying to illegally withhold 20% of your money, you know, stuff like that. That's generally, that's the best way to go. But again, you're dealing with bureaucrats at these companies who get scared. Oh, gosh. We don't want to get in trouble with the IRS if this slave... we don't withhold from her 401k enough, and the IRS may come after us. So let us be a good tax collector for the government just to make sure that we don't get in trouble. They appoint themselves as self-appointed IRS agents. And you have to follow up with them sometimes, show them the law, go above them to ask a lawyer in the company or stuff like that. That's why you want to become a Restore Freedom Plan member, Terry. So when these things come up, need some assistance and guidance and follow-up support, we can be there for you. That is part of unlimited consultation about, unlimited support, unlimited solving problems with zero additional cost for you. That's what you get. So that are free of your money, so you don't have to pay our enemies. You can support FreedomWorks, your family, and support freedom in America. Does it help you with your question, Terry?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. No. We'll discuss it some more, and I've called in to some of the people that you work with there, and if we've got some further questions or want to buy some time or be part of the program, then we'll contact you back. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're most welcome. My pleasure, Terry. You have any more callers? We just got another one. From what area code? 562 caller from Long Beach area. You live out in the Long Beach area, my friend. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hey, what's up, Payman? This is Damon.
Damon?
I'm sorry, I don't know if you remember me. Yeah.
Of course I remember you, Damon. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, it's going okay. Hey, we got a real simple
question. You're one of our students still, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I just been struggling with monies and stuff.
You are one of us. You don't have to call. You get unlimited consultation privately. If you want to ask a question here, that's fine, my friend. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Damon?
Hey, yeah. The information that, I mean, the Freedom Law School brochure or flyer or whatever that you're holding up to pass out in front of the stores or wherever, is there a certain way to do it? Because, you know, how the stores have, like, soliciting and literature laws and stuff like that. Is there, or do you just walk up to the front of the store and just start handing them out? Is it simple as that, or do I got to, be careful with certain laws as far as passing out literature.
You tell them this is all First Amendment protected material. First Amendment material, okay? Federal First Amendment protected material. That will probably stop them most often. Again, it depends on the store, their people, their mentality, their bosses. Sometimes they might give you a hard time, okay? But call us. We'll help you. We'll assist you. And you're still a trucker. At every truck stop, give it to all the truckers. Put it on the trucks. The truckers got the time to see, oh, I like what this brochure says. I'm going to, while I'm driving stuck in a truck, I'm going to go to livefreenow.org. You see? So truckers, you are some of the best outreach people out there. You tell other truckers and tell others and others. So you just be on the road, gaming, telling other truckers, putting on the door of the truck is plenty right there.
And one more thing, my mom, not too long ago, I'm not sure, maybe about a year ago or whatever, I helped her write up one of the, Congress letters to send out to the Congress persons. And so we did that, got it mailed out and everything. And then I guess maybe some months. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. Go ahead. Okay. Uh-huh. And I guess some months later or so forth, she received a letter in the mail from the congressman's response. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was just some simple statement that we thank you that you had concerns about this issue, and you can write us, you can talk to us about, you know, other issues when, if you ever have more concerns and so forth. So they really didn't answer her question about the law, but I was surprised that she got a actual response from the congressman. You know, just the fact that she got it.
She got no response from congressmen. One, the congressman's aides, assistants, sent her a canned letter with a phony computer signature of the congressman. That's all it was. They ignored her anyhow. They made it look like they read her letter and gave her something.
Oh. Okay, so what I'm going to do a little later, I'm going to try to send you the letter we wrote and the copy of the response to you guys, so you guys can just keep it with you. And, my mom, she's not deeply involved with this particular thing, but she did have some IRS issues and so forth, and I kind of gave her a little bit of understanding about it, and she was all in on it. And she's not really an internet person, so she's very limited on getting information. So anyhow,
you bring it to your home, to your computer, and feed your mom some good, delicious food. Say, Mom, here, now that I'm wine and dine you, watch this, and I'll answer your question.
Right. That sounds good.
You know?
Yeah.
Feed your mom well. She gave you, she nursed you for many years. You nurse her back. You return the love.
Right. Right. So that was pretty much it, those two things. Yeah, but it's good to hear from you again. It's been a while.
Yes, Dave, it's been a while, my friend. Good to hear from you again, my friend, yes. And if you can leave the Communist Republic of Mexicana, come to Florida, okay? If you consider that option still, okay?
Right.
Okay, anybody have any more questions, guys? No, that's it. Damon, you good? Okay, very good. No problem. This is a popular call. A lot of people want to hear about Joe Bannister and Sherry Peel Jackson. So with that, folks, remember, it was no accident that you came across this video and Freedom Law School. You are meant to live free. You are looking for freedom and truth, you found it. Now it's up to you to continue on your path to freedom. For yourself, spread the word, that everybody have an opportunity to be free. So we can all live free with joy, harmony, and love. Live and let live together.